Last week, Health Minister Greg Hunt, in conjunction with Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia, announced a groundbreaking position statement and study about prostate cancer and its psychological impacts. Australia has one of the highest incidence rates internationally, with one in every seven Australian men likely to be diagnosed during their lifetime. But along with the cancer diagnosis comes an increased risk of suicide, and factors such as younger age, socioeconomic disadvantage, and a greater symptom burden only increase men's risk of higher distress. Men who have locally advanced or metastatic disease, or are single, divorced, or widowed, are also at a greater risk of distress and suicide, and the first 6 to 12 months after diagnosis is an especially vulnerable time. The position statement also recognises that for the first time, that it can be a vulnerable time for the partners of men with prostate cancer, who sometimes feel significant levels of distress because of the diagnosis. I asked Anne Savage, Head of Communications at the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia, about the announcement and what it will mean for men with prostate cancer and their partners.
We were extremely pleased to join the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt last week to launch our groundbreaking position statement and monograph on prostate cancer. It's a major announcement that's set to transform the way we manage this deadly disease.
Do you have any concerns about how the recommendations from the statement are going to be implemented?
The position statement and the monograph recommends that clinicians and health professionals apply a new comprehensive model of care for men affected by prostate cancer, screening men for distress so that psychological and quality of life concerns can be identified and managed. Now, what's really key to that and the success of the campaign that the PCFA is running is that we have an implementation plan which involves collaboration and engagement across the community to make sure we get really high uptake of this initiative.
And how important is it to monitor the mental health of men with prostate cancer after they've had their diagnosis?
It's absolutely imperative to monitor closely the mental health of men affected by prostate cancer. Before and after treatment, up to one in four men experience anxiety, and up to one in five report depression, with a highly increased risk of suicide. This is not something that we can continue to ignore, and PCFA is here to help.
And the position statement also goes into monitoring the mental health and the distress levels of partners of men with prostate cancer. How has that sort of come into the mix?
What we do know is that a diagnosis of prostate cancer can be extremely distressing, not just for the man himself, but also for his partner in particular and family. And there are a range of reasons for that. The side effects and the symptoms of treatment can be quite serious, especially in relation to sexual function and the relationship that is so intimate to all of us. So partners are key in all of this. We need to make sure that we also take care of them in this process, and we need to support them through what will be, some of their darker hours in life.
How long have you guys been working on this position statement and the monograph?
The position statement and the monograph are the culmination of many years of work with experts across clinical and allied health fields. And our goal from the start has been to improve care and better support men affected by this disease. We know what the consequences are. We need to take action.
And what else has been going on for Prostate Cancer Awareness Month?
We've had lots and lots of stuff going on in local regions. So we've got support groups throughout the country. We've got a network of 140 support groups located in lots of cities and towns. People can jump onto pcfa.org.au to check out their nearest support group. We've got big barbies happening. We've got It's a Bloke lunches happening around the country. And we've got a whole bunch of other campaigning, including the TAP initiative, engaging people in the cause and raising awareness. People can jump onto our website at pcfa.org.au to get involved and make a difference. And we're really, really, really grateful for every single dollar that helps us make a difference in research, awareness and support. It's vital.
That was Anne Savage, Head of Communications at the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia, speaking with me there.